Longtime Los Angeles Lakers announcer Chick Hearn died last night at the age of 85. He had been hospitalized for 4 days with hemorrhaging in his brain after a fall at home. A sports casting legend, Hearn was best known for his originality and rapid delivery. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Frank Stoltz reports.
Listening to Chick Hearn call a basketball game was like reading a great author, or tasting the food of a master chef, or seeing a gazelle at full speed.
The rebound is off to Pippen. Pippen knocks the man down, no harm, no foul, no blood, no ambulance. Street's got the ball. Street yo-yoing up and down out in front against Michael Jordan. Street gets a screen by Campbell. Shoots a 22-footer. Soft as a baby going to bed. Nice shot.
Hearn literally invented many of the phrases now common throughout the NBA and on neighborhood basketball courts around the country. He came up with slam dunk, air ball, and dribble drive. Fans like Leslie Lewis best knew him for putting a game in the refrigerator when Hearn was confident the Lakers had the game in hand.
He put the fun in basketball. It's like if you listen to his comments and everything, you know, when he's like, yeah, the mustard is on the hot dog, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, he makes it fun, like, you know, even if you listen to the radio.
Journalist Elizabeth Kay wrote, "Ain't No Tomorrow, Kobe, Shaq, and the Making of the Lakers Dynasty."
The things that Chick would say, for instance, he would describe a bad play, the mustard's off the hot dog, which when you think about it, it's so clever because, you know, these guys who they call them hot dogs when they're showing off, and the mustard's off the hot dog.
A little guy I really like to watch play, B.J. Armstrong, comes in, number 10. He's a little squirt.
Born Francis Dale Hearn in Aurora, Illinois, Hearn picked up Chick when, as a player for Bradley University, someone handed him a new box of sneakers with a chicken hidden inside. He worked for CBS Radio and NBC in Los Angeles and broadcast USC Sports before joining the Lakers when the team moved from Minneapolis in 1961. From 1965 until heart surgery last year, Hearn called a record 3,338 consecutive games. His last game was this year's championship victory over the Nets. He called the games of Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, and Magic Johnson, who said Hearn was of great support to him when he announced he was HIV positive.
The first one who called me and we cried together when I announced was Chick, you know, about HIV.
Magic also told KCAL TV that Hearn called him like he saw him.
He always said if we wasn't playing well, they stinking up to be on it. Magic is stinking up the place today.
Rebounding and blocking. Great play by Eldon. Maybe he's becoming a basketball player tonight. He feeds it to Worthy, and Worthy blows the layup.
Hearn has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and is one of only three announcers in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Like most, he suffered tragedy, too. A son died at the age of 27, a daughter at 41. At the same time, next week would have marked he and his wife Marge's 64th wedding anniversary.
Yes, I'm counting it as a victory. It's in the refrigerator. The door is closed, the lights out, the eggs are cooling. The butter's getting hard, and the jello's jiggling.
For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
And the block was by Grant, who controls it. Minute and a half to play in a 10-point lead. Now the ball to Pippen. His three-pointer and away. No good.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.